aligns himself with the truth. And it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is in lead for the freeway.
Few minutes, unfortunately, the death toll goes up at the upscale shopping mall in Kenya. As of just a few minutes ago, it was 68 dead in Kenyan mall assault. And when you read the news articles about it, it says the Al-Qaeda group that took over the mall and held people hostage, now, the Al-Qaeda group... Israel is giving advice on how to counter that Al-Qaeda group, and I find that very frustrating because Israel currently is supporting and backing Al-Qaeda in Syria against Bashar Assad. And I'm going to show you that Reuters headline where one of their ministers said, we back the Al-Qaeda bad guys over the Bashar bad guys. And my issue is that you don't start wars with a country with proxy soldiers and then call them the bad guys. This is extremely immoral, and what really makes me mad is that the Al-Qaeda threat will be used to take my liberties and your liberties. And that's why I'm here today. David Knight will be doing an hour and a half of the two-hour broadcast. He's here, ready to go. But I got up this morning and was watching CNN and ABC News both to monitor this, and on both channels... I've not found this in print, though. I tried to find it in print media today and could not do it. But on CNN and ABC News, I'm sure many of you saw it. If I saw it on both channels I watched, it must be everywhere as a talking point, that we better have checkpoints in malls here because Al-Qaeda is going to attack the shopping malls. Now, I've told you, the last few years I've seen pre-preparation programming for shopping malls to be shot up. And then martial law to basically be rolled down the streets of America. It's like the governor and a bunch of Congress people and state reps in Illinois are calling for troops on the streets permanently in Chicago. So, again, they use crises to offer their solution. They take our guns, then there's so much crime that they have to come in and set up checkpoints all over Chicago. They fund Al-Qaeda, they allow Al-Qaeda to attack, then they get to take everyone's liberties because of the Al-Qaeda threat. It's very, very elementary, very, very simple to understand. It doesn't matter whether you're a politician in France, a politician in Germany, England, the United States, Canada, Israel, Norway, or Kenya for that matter. You get to grab more power and take more liberty and silence more opposition when you've got shopping malls being taken over and 68 people being killed. I'm sure the number will grow. They just got in there. They've, quote, freed most of them. The assault's ongoing right now. RT, I was watching it earlier, had live feeds of just the shootouts inside. They've got some ballsy reporters at RT. So pretty amazing, compelling stuff. Our hearts go out to all those that are being shot or injured or those that have lost loved ones over there. But I'm all about remembering what happened in the past. I'm all about remembering what happened in the past and connecting it to what's happening currently and then what will happen in the future. We've got to remember that in the Obama deception that I put out now 5 years ago, 5.5 years ago, we break down Obama and his connection to the radical Muslims in Kenya and to the prime minister at the time, Odinga, who Obama advised to stage riots all over the country. So that when he lost the election for president, they would give him a new position of prime minister and manufacture that. And that is what they indeed ended up doing for Obama, just to give you an idea. And then tie it into how Obama specifically and certain elements of the New World Order are even making money personally off the takeover of North Africa, Eastern Africa, and the Middle East by the Saudi Arabian-backed Al-Qaeda groups. Remember, Obama bows to the king of Saudi Arabia, so it is truly, truly disgusting, and it's all coming up.
Our-
are we choosing our...
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 22nd day of September 2013. We are going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, 5 to 7 Eastern, that's 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. The news websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfowarsNews.com. That's the Infowars Nightly News. Again, thank you so much for joining us. I was not going to be here today. The very able, one of the anchors and reporters and analyst for InfoWars Nightly News was going to be here. And he will be here at the bottom of the hour to cover a whole bunch of breaking reports, investigative journalism, a bunch of special reports that we're going to be premiering here on the radio. David Knight coming up on this Sunday edition, because I have a wedding I'm scheduled to be at 5:30. So, David Knight coming up. But I'm here because this is so important. And that's why I do a Sunday show, because so much seems to break on the weekends, not just the weekday show. Live 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Find showtimes, listings, free audio feeds, podcasts, so much more at InfoWars.com on the Listen tab. Watch tab as well. There's a free video feed up at InfoWars.com/show. All right. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on this 22nd day of September 2013, and 68 people have died, and the gun battle is ongoing in Kenya right now in an upscale shopping mall. A major assault is underway late Sunday evening their time, early Sunday evening here, as the attack by paramilitary police aim to take back an upscale shopping mall in Nairobi, Kenya, a day after Al-Qaeda-linked militants killed scores of people and took others hostage in an attack with grenades and assault rifles, authorities say. This will end tonight. Our forces will prevail, Kenya's Disaster Operations Center said. And it was 38 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago. Now it's 68, so pray for those people. Now, I don't just one-dimensionally look at something like this. We have a lot of background on it. And we have pointed out that, and predicted, I think even last Sunday, that we're going to see shopping mall shootings all over the world, all over the non-Muslim world, because the head of Al-Qaeda came out. Print me this article, guys. The head of Al-Qaeda came out 2 weeks ago from Egypt and praised the U.S. helping fund Al-Qaeda to attack Bashar Assad in Syria, but said it didn't matter. We were still the main enemy. Attack America, attack Europe, attack Kenya, attack any non-Muslim country. He said, it's time to make them bleed. It's time to make them pay. He said, attack them, and he listed shopping malls. And so we came on air and we said, look for Al-Qaeda to attack shopping malls. It's not a hard equation here. And look for the government to say, we've got to lose our rights now and have no Fourth Amendment and live in a police state because of Al-Qaeda they are funding and supporting. And now they've hit the first target they can hit in the predominantly Christian Kenya. And you're going to see more of this, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to see more of this. And you're going to see the system now say, oh, we've got to take your rights. And I was watching ABC News this morning and CNN. That's why I came in today to do the Sunday show. And they both said, we need more mall security. Al-Qaeda is going to hit the malls. Our government has given billions of dollars in the last 3 years to the rebels out of Jordan, out of Iraq, out of Turkey and other areas. Israel is helping support Al-Qaeda. Their ministers are on record as of last week. I'm going to show you that article in a moment. This is blood boiling for me to see this happening. The entire West, from France to Germany, from Israel to the United States, Britain stepped back and said, we're not going to be part of this now. That ought to tell you something. They're usually at the very front of the line wanting to have wars. That's an old empire. They get, this is going to blow back, folks, and people are going to know the terrorist attacks, including aircraft that will be shot down if they don't turn this around now. There are over 10,000 heat-seeking missiles missing since Benghazi. The ambassador wouldn't hand those over when the Turkish ambassador showed up and Obama ordered it, so that's okay. They just sent the Benghazi Al-Qaeda security force funded as the security. They keep saying, give us more funding for security. That was the security for the town. That's on record. And they went and killed the people there. That's why there's a cover-up. Because the State Department, we're not going to give 10,000 heat-seeking missiles to Al-Qaeda. Really? One moment, please. The security gets pulled off the building. Here comes Al-Qaeda. And that's where I wanted to go next with all of this, ladies and gentlemen. If you look at the news, and here's the article from WorldNet Daily last month, evidence U.S. bribed Muslim Brotherhood officials. And it said Obama, through the State Department and CIA, Dr. Jerome Corsi, this is in the foreign press in the Middle East, is funding out of Kenya as the main source through Odinga and others, his cousin, are funding the overthrow of all these governments from Tunisia to Egypt to Syria, Libya, you name it. And they've even in national television, state-run television in Egypt, are showing the State Department bribes of up to $800,000 per Al-Qaeda operative and a Muslim Brotherhood operative to launch attacks and overthrow the government. Unbelievable. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen? That was from 8/24/13. Boom, here's another one. Obama's brother linked to Muslim Brotherhood running the money through other Muslim counterparts in Kenya as they attempt to overthrow Kenya. Now, by the way, I put this in the Obama deception 5 years ago. I'm not just showing you something from a month ago. I'm tortured by being informed. I'm tortured by being aware. It's torture to see the public thinking, oh, that's Al-Qaeda attacking. Isn't that terrible? Take our rights away. Keep us safe. When that's Al-Qaeda publicly funded by our government and others. Doesn't mean they run them. They fund them like a wild pit bull that has rabies that you just release on some baby. But they bred it. They created it. They support it. They feed it. They feed it gunpowder to make it crazy. They are doing the whole nine yards, folks. And when you pull back and think about it, wow, they get to take over these countries, destabilize them, then have a war with Al-Qaeda later to sell more weapon systems for the Pentagon and others. And then they double back and take our liberties here. And here's that article I was mentioning. This is out of Reuters. Israeli advisors helping Kenya in mall siege, security source. Yeah, and then here's one from a week ago. In public shift, Israel calls for Assad's fall, says we've always wanted Bashar Assad to go. We always preferred the bad guys who weren't backed by Iran to the bad guys who were backed by Iran, said their minister, Orn. But does that mean then you fund the al-Qaeda and give them ambulances and weapons in the Golan area to then go start a fight with somebody just because you're not friends with them? That is very immoral, and Israel loses the high ground big time on things like that. And I don't like bashing any Western country, any country, period, but this is shameful. Absolutely shameful to have this type of thing going on. And then Haaretz reports, more than 24 hours after al-Qaeda linked attack, Islamists, you know, kill 68. Come on, you can't have it both ways. We'll be right back. Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, this is not too complex for the public to figure out. Adult males know all the football scores, all the baseball scores. Women know all the Hollywood stars. They know how much Brad Pitt weighs and how old he is. But you don't know about Kenya. You don't know about Al-Qaeda. What about Zawahiri, the head of Al-Qaeda, a week and a half ago, September 13th, leader of Syrian rebel group, calls for attacks inside U.S., and also just so happens to be head of Al-Qaeda, and called for shopping mall attacks. He actually called for them from all over the world. And we come out here and say, hey, there's going to be attacks wherever they can hit, Middle East, Asia, Europe, they don't care. And when they hit us, they're going to say, now give your rights up. And no one's going to point out the entire West started a war with Syria almost 3 years ago and is ganging up, injecting al-Qaeda to attack them. I'm not a fan of Bashar Assad, even though compared to a lot of dictators, he's an angel. Just like Hosni Mubarak. I wasn't a fan of Hosni Mubarak, but he wasn't burning down all the churches in Egypt. And people had freedom, and I could visit there as a tourist. You can't go there now. They're dictators to keep these extremists under control. And I'm not saying that's a good system. But what's being put in is 10, 20, 30 times worse. Here's another one. Suicide attacks at church in Pakistan. New York Times. Under orders of Al-Qaeda. Boom. Week and a half ago. Says start attacking. Folks, it's starting. It's starting. And I'm telling you, they're doing this under orders from the West, from criminal elements of our government, to draw attention from the dozens of scandals, but seven big ones. I told you this was coming before the head of Al-Qaeda did. Yeah, listeners can go back in the last few months. I've been saying, watch, it's going to start. Now, they think you're so dumb that I was watching ABC News this morning and CNN. They were saying, they may hit our malls. We need to have TSA in them. We need to see when they're the ones, but not just funding Al-Qaeda in different countries or giving them the missiles from Benghazi a year ago. No, ladies and gentlemen, they're not just doing that. Specifically, the former prime minister who Obama told to have riots so he would be made the prime minister, Odinga, and Obama's half-brother are in the news last month funding radical Muslims for a big push in Kenya. And our guest, Dr. Jerome Corsi, formerly of the State Department, predicted this in Kenya. I'm trying to get him on tomorrow. I mean, whoa. This is so obvious and so slow motion, we can predict it before it happens. They may have al-Qaeda to start blowing stuff up everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. They may attack shopping malls. And again, the people attacking will be real al-Qaeda, but they won't know all the way up the line. The White House and groups above it punch the button for the distraction. Man, I tell you, I'm really freaked out right now. Now, continuing here, it's over 68 dead right now, and it continues to mount. This is such a tragedy. But here is a short clip. We cover it for like 30 minutes out of my two-hour film that came out in February of 2009, 5 years ago, with a political scientist, Webster Tarpley, talking about Odinga and the plan to destabilize Kenya using al-Qaeda. 5 years ago, boom, here it is.
Obama basically does a couple of things. One is, again, this idea, kick the Chinese out of Africa. Kick them out of Sudan where they get oil. Kick them out of Zimbabwe where they get raw materials. Start a civil war in Congo, another big source of raw materials. Al-Qaeda, an arm of the U.S. intelligence community, is now active in Algeria, Tunisia, Morocco. You've got a destabilization going on in Kenya around Odinga. That's Obama's cousin. This is a guy who has two children. They're Obama's niece and, nephew in a broad sense. And one of them is named Raul, and the other one is named Winnie, after Winnie Mandela, who did the necklacing and political assassinations in South Africa. So this Odinga is essentially a CIA destabilizing operation in Kenya.
All right, that's enough.
He's got a
Let's stop there. We now have the documents where Obama's family is running the whole destabilization of Africa and the Middle East through his family in the hundreds of millions, paying each commander of fighters, as groups as small as 10, $800,000 apiece. This is in the Middle Eastern news. You've got the head ambassador from Russia, from Saudi Arabia to Russia, saying a month ago, we'll stage terror attacks inside your country using Al-Qaeda if you don't back off publicly. And then now Russia's warning Al-Qaeda may hit Russia. Folks, Al-Qaeda is used by the West. When we say the CIA, we mean criminal elements that have hijacked the CIA. And to be clear here, ladies and gentlemen, this is not our opinion now. This is public. Public. I'll be covering it more tomorrow on the weekday show. We're going to break in a moment. David Knight, who was already scheduled to do the Sunday show, is here, but I came in because this is so important. I know he'll speak to it after the break and then get into his raft of news he's got to cover. But before we go to David, I want to play one more clip to remind you of how stupid the system thinks you are. These are not Americans. These are global crime syndicates running our government, running our military, running the intelligence agencies. They think you're so dumb they run Al-Qaeda publicly. And they think you're so dumb, they tell you a debt limit increase is not increasing the national debt when that's exactly what it does. That's not even 2 plus 2 equals 4. That is looking at the number 1 and saying that's a 1. A 2-year-old can do that. I mean, this isn't even 2 plus 2 equals 4 now. Okay? This is the level of how dumb they think you are. And I don't think you're this dumb. Let's go to Obama saying the debt increase is not a debt increase.
Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt.
It's what, $17 trillion?
Somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says, you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress. It's a basic function of making sure that the full faith and credit of the United States is preserved.
Use that big word, profligacy, but that means wasting money. Oh, there's none of that going on. David and I, we're going to break in 2 minutes. First off, what is your take on, we've got to go back and find the clips where we predicted all of this just in the last month.
Oh, yeah.
With Corsi on. I mean, that's easy to find. We know what we're talking about.
And these people are self-identifying themselves as Mujahideen. So we know where that started from, right?
That is pure Al-Qaeda.
Afghanistan, yeah, that's back in Afghanistan. I mean, they changed their name to Al-Qaeda, but these guys are still the guys that were created by Reagan and by Carter when they started arming them against the Soviets in Afghanistan. Yeah, it's exactly what we saw even going back to Operation Northwoods 50 years ago, right? They were talking about how at the time they were going to start a war with Cuba by flying planes into buildings and by having gunmen attack malls. And they were going to blame it on the Cubans, even though it was going to be Americans who were flying these robot planes, you know, remote control.
And they were going to shoot up U.S. naval bases.
Right. So if we don't
understand. Oh, we forgot that. Shoot up naval bases.
That's right. That's right. So if we don't understand, we don't remember the history, we're going to fall for these tactics and these techniques. And there's I've got documentation here going back 33 years from Michael Aquino, where he's talking about ELF. Extremely low frequency, and how he can use that to drive people to do.
And of course, that was a colonel head of PSYOPs.
That's right.
When we come back, you're going to have the floor. I'll be out of here. You can sit down and cover all this, David Knight, for people to understand. Now, with all this popping up, this last shooting that looks very suspicious, you're going to cover that at the Naval Yard, this event, other events. It looks like they're activating sleeper cells and other groups.
Yeah.
And if they can't get Al-Qaeda to attack because the security's too good by the grassroots, they're going to just have mind control agents act as patsies, basically.
Absolutely. That's the technique. That's what they said they were going to do. We ought to believe them.
All right, folks. When we come back, David Knight will be sitting right here in the main broadcast chair, and I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the weekday show, Infowars.com. David's got a lot coming up, so please stay with him and tell your friends and family, tune in right now. This is key information.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at FreezeDryGuy.com. These long lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off
off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. He's heading off to a wedding today. So I'm here. I come in when he does weddings and funerals. Otherwise, Alex is working 24/7. He really is. He's on this, as you just heard. He's right on top of what's happening in Kenya, the implications of how that's going to be used to take away our freedoms, to push the security state, the surveillance state, even farther into our lives. They've been talking about this for a long time. Now they've got what they think is a justification. But remember that things had kind of gone silent on gun control for a while, and it was just a week ago that Obama went on the Stephanopoulos show and talked about gun control. Stephanopoulos asked him about its failure, and Obama lied. He said, well, 90% of the public believed in that. That's absolutely not true. I think he was getting that confused with the – he didn't cite a source on that, actually. There is a source on our poll that says 91% of the people did not agree and did not want to go to war with Syria on that issue. He was in the 90% on the wrong side. Now he's saying that 90% of the people – he said last week, 90% of the people were with him. And then, of course, the next day, interestingly enough, we had a shooting. The day after that, we had Piers Morgan with his propaganda show and Rick Warren – as a pastor response team, clergy response team. He was right there, Johnny, on the spot to help with that argument. And now we see other incidences that they're using all happening in very quick succession. And we're going to talk about if it's just a coincidence, if it's just synchronicity, or if maybe there's something else to that. But Ja'Kari Jackson had an interesting report this week about, is it really 90% approval for gun control? Let's take a look at that.
I'm Ja'Kari Jackson with an InfoWars news alert. The article on InfoWars.com reads, less than half of Americans want stricter gun laws. In a poll conducted by Gallup, 49% said gun laws should be more strict, with 13% saying they should be less strict. Those numbers have starkly changed from just 9 months ago. Perhaps this is due to Chicago, with some of the strictest gun laws in the country being deemed the murder capital of America. I've been to numerous gun rallies, both for and against stricter gun control, and I find that the majority of passersby are either content with the current gun laws or just impartial one way or the other.
You see these guys walking around with their firearms, right? Does that alarm you in any sense?
Not at all.
Not at all?
So you see these guys, one guy's got an AK, one guy's looks like an AR over there, and that doesn't bother you one bit?
Not at all.
You can see this guy, you know, he has a, you know, big gun over there. And does that bother you at all? Does that make you feel scared?
No.
No? No, not at all. Chilling out. Yeah, see, he's feeling good. You feeling safe? You see this guy? Oh, it does make you feel safe. And does it bother you at all if these guys out here with their guns?
Hell no.
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
Not one bit?
Not one bit.
Excuse me, miss, does it bother you these guys out here with their guns?
With their guns?
Yeah, look, the guy, turn around, let me see your gun.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit? But you see you got the troopers over there to protect you, right?
They have guns, too. Guns freak me out.
So what do you think about all these guns out here?
I don't know, man.
Don't know?
All right, that's good, guys.
What do you guys think about all these guns out here?
Let's pull that down here. Yeah, there you go. That's a non-scientific poll that Ja'Kari did, talking to people on the street. But as he pointed out, it's not 90% of the people in any poll, in any scientific poll. Now, we pointed out that Reuters said 90% of the people were against Obama in Syria. But that report was done just before the shooting on Saturday. And it broke at the end of the week that Chicago already was the murder capital of the United States. And then we had that shooting on Saturday, and this is what Obama said in response to it. Again, look at the facts that he's putting out here, just as factual as his 90% support of gun control. He says, it's happening every single day. No, it's not. And he says, we fought the good fight earlier this year, but we came up short, and that means we've got to get back and go back at it. Because as long as there are those who fight to make it as easy as possible for dangerous people to get their hands on a gun, then we've got to work as hard as possible for the sake of our children. It's always about the children, isn't it? Are we working to get guns in the hands of dangerous people? No. These are people that Obama thinks are dangerous because they don't work for him necessarily. But, you know, he doesn't even trust the military. They've disarmed most of the people in the military bases, except for the MPs. Soldiers are not allowed to carry firearms. These are people who are trained in the use of firearms. These are people we depend on for the defense of our country. And he doesn't allow people in military bases like the Navy Yard to have firearms for their own protection. These things are always happening, as Larry Pratt pointed out, they're always happening in the gun-free zones. These are the places where they've got the most stringent gun control laws. It's in Washington where the Naval Yard shooting took place. There, they even had a Supreme Court decision that the city lost, and they still ignored the Supreme Court as well as the Constitution. In Heller versus D.C., it was an off-duty police officer who was trying to get permission to carry his firearm off-duty. This is a guy that they can't trust as long as he's not on duty. Isn't it amazing? That's the kind of environment that allows these things to happen. But these are the things that they're not talking about. They're not talking about bogus homeland security. If they can't keep people safe in a military facility, then how are they going to keep us safe at the malls or anywhere else? It's going to just be nothing but harassment. And the violent crime that is happening in Chicago, I've talked many times to Jim Gearock, who's with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. That's an organization of mostly former policemen, prosecutors, judges who have all come out against the war on drugs, basically prohibition in general. They're not saying that they haven't turned into Timothy Leary. They're not saying that they've now turned on and tuned out or dropped out. They understand the dynamics of prohibition. In the case of Jim Gearock, he was a prosecutor in Chicago, in Cook County, for many decades. He was there before the war on drugs. He saw what happened as the war on drugs geared up under Reagan, where they had zero tolerance. would had mandatory minimums. He saw these things happening, and he understood that what it did was simply to create corruption and to breed gang violence, and it made the drug war, the drug use, much more pervasive, much more widespread. It created a violence between gangs. That is what is at the bottom of this shooting in Chicago. They even mentioned the names of the gangs in the article. And as he pointed out, 80% of the shootings in Chicago were between gang members. They were drug related. They weren't people just randomly killing other people. It was drug related. Can't we learn the lesson of prohibition from alcohol prohibition? It was only during alcohol prohibition that we had guys hanging off the running boards, the Model Ts, shooting up the town with machine guns, shooting up each other and a lot of innocent bystanders. The same thing is happening now in Chicago, but it's gotten worse. The other thing that happens with prohibition in both alcohol and in the case of drugs is that the source itself gets far more concentrated, far more dangerous. So in both alcohol prohibition and in drug prohibition, they've created new and more dangerous forms of the drugs. So even from that standpoint, it doesn't work. But it breeds crime. It breeds corruption in government. Why is it that we can have people overdose in federal prisons from drugs? It's because interdiction doesn't work. It can always be gone around by corruption. And I tell you, if they get the kind of prohibition that they want out of firearms, we're going to see an amazing innovation in firearm technology. And we're going to see people shooting each other up in the street as they compete over turf to supply firearms. And I can tell you that firearms are going to be in big demand at that point in time. It's going to turn the whole country into something that's worse than Chicago or worse than Washington. They like to say that it's because of these other jurisdictions that are close to them that these firearms are coming in. But you have to ask yourself, why are the crime rates in these neighboring jurisdictions where they have such easy access to firearms, why is the crime rate there so much lower than it is in these areas where no one is armed, where no one is able to fire back? It's because you have to wait for one or two people. You're dependent on one or two people who are security guards. Those people can be taken out early, as what has happened in the Naval Yard. Then you have to wait for responders to come. And then you have situations that we saw in the Naval Yard where they told the SWAT team to stand down. That is very suspicious. And the most suspicious thing, most of the time we're told that there's multiple shooters and these other shooters all disappear, and then we fall back always to the lone shooter who nobody hears from because he's shot and killed. And, of course, Aaron Alexis was shot and killed. But he did leave us a message. He left us a message from the grave. And we're going to talk about that right after the break. When he wrote on the stock of his shotgun, not his AR-15, my ELF weapon. And we're going to talk about what that means right after the break. So stay tuned.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25
5 years. ProStores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Now, just before the break, we were talking about, of course, this shooting that's going on in Kenya and how the corporate media is trying to spin that to say that we're going to need to have Homeland Security get all over us at the shopping malls. They've been dropping hints about that for quite a long time. Now they're talking openly about it, repetitively about it. I find it very interesting that just on September 17th, last Tuesday, as everybody was preoccupied with a naval shooting, Obama quietly got rid of a couple of laws by executive order that prohibited the arming of terrorists. This is in the Examiner, the Washington Examiner, and this is back on September the 17th. And in it, he reported the president, citing his authority under the Arms Export Control Act, announced today, that was last Tuesday, that he would, quote, waive the prohibitions in Section 40 and 40A of the AECA related to such a transaction. In other words, arming radical Islamic terrorist groups. So obviously they're not that worried, as they seem to pretend that they are. They're not that worried about terrorists if they're going to continue to arm them in Syria and elsewhere. But while they arm the terrorists in Syria, while they do that, they're telling us that they still have to stick their hands down our pants, and now they're going to get on us at the mall. Well, this is all, in my opinion, something that is rolling out as a controlled operation. If you look at what happened with the shooter, it always comes out that these guys are on a drug, an SSRI. In this case, it was trazodone that he was on. But we also have something else that was very interesting I mentioned just before we went to the break. He wrote on the stock of his gun, and it was not an AR-15, as the New York Times and Piers Morgan kept reporting all through the week, long after everybody knew better. He went in, he got a single shotgun. He did pick up a pistol off of one of the officers that he shot because he went for the few people that had the guns. He took them out first, and then it was a shooting gallery. But he had written on the stock of his gun, "Better off this way, my elf weapon," which is actually ELF. That's extremely low frequency, just like in the days when we had analog television, it was VHF, UHF. This is extremely low frequencies. Now, this is something that has a connection to mind control going back a long time. And I want to read you something from an organization. This is a paper that was put out in 1992. And this is from an organization called the Electronic Surveillance Project, this Association of National Security Alumni. And they wrote on here, "Covert actions are counterproductive and damaging in the national interest of the United States. They're inimical to the operation of an effective national intelligence system, and they corrupt civil liberties, including the functioning of the judiciary and a free press." Isn't that what we've seen now? They say, "Most importantly, they contradict the principles of democracy, of national self-determination, and international law to which the United States has publicly committed." You know, we're seeing a pushback against all these NSA spying and everything. We see that Brazil refused to meet with President Obama after they learned that the U.S. was spying on them. And just in the last couple of days, Brazil has come out and said that they're working on a second internet, a worldwide internet, part of the BRICS. That's Brazil and China, the Soviet Union, India. These are the growing countries of the world, a major, major economic bloc. And they're coming up with their own internet system in response to the corruption that they see in our internet system. Understand that the internet was initially created by DARPA. I used to laugh that they had hoisted themselves by their own petard. As I look at it now, I kind of wonder if the entire internet wasn't a systemic Trojan horse, just like Google and Facebook. Maybe they put this thing out there to get everybody on it just so it would make it easier for them to spy on us. Do you think? I think that they're certainly capable of doing something like that. But let's look at what this person wrote about. They were writing about mind control experimentation, and they were writing about the fact that you could beam these energy weapons at people and cause them to be harassed, which is exactly what we saw Aaron Alexis complaining about before this happened. And listen to what they said. "We frankly find it curious that more attention and credibility is being accorded to purported victims of UFO experiences and spectral visitations than to persons who complain of systematic harassment and experimentation by the U.S. government involving technologies which the U.S. government is only now grudgingly admitting to possess." And, of course, that was 20 years ago. We now know the name of a lot of these different systems. We have one from DARPA that's called the Sonic Projector that was mentioned in mainstream press back in 2007. The Army has something called Voice to Skull that was put out in 2008. We know the Air Force is using microwaves to create sounds. That was research conducted at Brooks Air Force Base. We know the Marine Corps had something called the Medusa Project that was talked about in the Washington Post in 2005. They also mentioned in that same article from the Washington Post that the State Department was working on something. We also know that American Technologies had patented something called Hypersound, which does the same sort of things that Aaron Alexis was complaining about. And we know that Holosonic Research Labs has also patented a version of this. We even had situations just a couple of years ago where A&E, in order to promote their supernatural paranormal series, they had a billboard in New York City where they would beam sound into your head. They were using microwave, and you could not pick it up unless you were in that cone where they were hitting you with a microwave. These are technologies that the government has been working on for decades. These are things that the KGB was working on to harass people. In this paper that was written in the 90s, listen to what he says about the KGB and ask yourself if it doesn't sound like our government today. He said the KGB's successes depended on the extensive use of informant networks and agent provocateurs, and following Brezhnev's rise to power, on the use of drugs and psychiatrists for further purposes of manipulation and control. Shadowing, bugging, slandering, blacklisting, other related tactics were also cited as serving KGB purposes, and participants in the conference agreed that the KGB's obvious intent was to divide and isolate the populace, to spread fear, to silence dissenters. See, the KGB mentality, as he points out, is exactly what we're seeing with the CIA. And he was writing this again 21 years ago, but it was actually even longer than that. We had a very good article by someone named Michael Aquino. And actually, it wasn't an article. It was an entire study, a book called Mind War. And you need to familiarize yourself with this if you haven't. And as a very good friend of mine pointed out, there's a direct connection between Aquino's Mind War and what happened at the Navy shooting yard. Listen to what he says. "Existing PSYOP identifies purely sociological factors which suggest appropriate idioms for messages. And he says this is always developed and we want to convert people to this, but he said there are some purely natural conditions under which minds may become more or less receptive to ideas, and mind war should take full advantage of them. And what he talks about is atmospheric electromagnetic activity, air ionization, and extremely low frequency waves, ELF, exactly what Aaron Alexis wrote on the stock of his gun. And he talks in the footnote, he explains what ELF is. He says ELF waves are up to 100 hertz, once more naturally occurring, but they can also be produced artificially, such as in the Navy's Project Sanguine for submarine communication. That's where Aaron Alexis attacked. He said ELF waves are not normally noticed by the unaided senses, yet their resonant effect on the human body has been connected to both physiological disorders and emotional distortion. Infrasound vibration can subliminally influence brain activity to align itself to wave patterns, delta, theta, alpha, or beta wave patterns, inclining an audience towards everything from alertness to passivity. This is a situation where he's talking about using the mind and using these kind of covert techniques to pacify a population. He had said earlier in it that he said the goal is not to try to win people by an intellectual argument. The goal is simply to get them to accept it passively. And he would use any means to do that. One of the means would be these kind of technological means. Another means, and that is what we're seeing all the time, is to get people to understand that it's the very source that makes something credible. You know, we look at these types of things. I almost feel sometimes like I'm in one of these science fiction or horror films where something really strange happens. Some alien lands and somebody sees this and they're trying to convince people. And it is just so far out of what they're willing to accept that nobody will listen until the problem gets really huge. Well, now it is really huge. Now they're not really trying to cover it up anymore. This is something that's been an open secret for decades. And we were going to have a report right after the break. It's not enough time to go into the report right now, but we had a doctor who came by and gave us his firsthand experiences. He's written a book on it. We did an interview with him. Alex talked to him last Thursday. I also interviewed him. We put all this together. I want you to hear this report. And you need to understand that there are things that are going on that people have been leaking for quite some time in the mainstream press. And it's becoming more and more open. And now we see in what this guy wrote on the stock of his gun, it was his suicide note. And he was telling us exactly what was happening. He'd been hearing voices. The first thing he did was he went to the police. But of course, in this type of harassment, in this type of covert operation, they know that you're going to be perceived as being a schizophrenic. And we're going to talk right after the break. What is the difference between schizophrenia and psyops? How do they manifest themselves differently when somebody is being deliberately targeted for this kind of mind control operation, for this kind of harassment, to push somebody over the edge, to push them to consume drugs in massive quantities that are known to have suicidal, violent outcomes? We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.